The future of the dual-track strategy on Iran had been thrown into doubt earlier this week when Moscow, irritated by U.S. criticism of its Georgia intervention last month, backed out of a planned big power meeting on a new sanctions resolution. But after conferring behind closed doors at the United Nations Friday morning, the five permanent UN Security Council member countries and Germany said they had agreed on a new resolution that, while including no new sanctions, reaffirms existing penalties and their intention to take additional steps against Iran as needed. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, speaking for the six-power grouping, said the resolution makes clear that Iran can either reap the benefits of engagement with the world community on the nuclear issue or expect punitive action beyond the three existing UN sanctions measures.
You will have seen that the IAEA inspectors have failed to get the cooperation that's necessary from the government of Iran, and so we will be taking the consequent next steps in our discussions bilaterally and multilaterally on the diplomatic track. As I say, the resolution will be going into consultation today to affirm our unity, to rally international support, and to show our determination to ensure that the international rules are upheld in this very important area.
Miliband said the six powers are working closely together at the political directors' level on the next step in the process. The United States and European allies believe Iran's nominally peaceful nuclear program has a secret weapons component. Iran in June rejected an enhanced incentives package of economic and diplomatic benefits to halt enrichment and return to negotiations over its nuclear program. Tehran contends it has a right to master the uranium fuel cycle for nuclear power plants and that preconditions for talks are unacceptable. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday had their first face-to-face meeting since the Russian invasion of Georgia, which the United States vigorously condemned. Both said that despite their differences, the two powers can work together on matters of common concern, including efforts to curb the Iranian and North Korean nuclear programs and to get a settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. David Gullis, VOA News, the United Nations.